From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Justice Department says no one will be punished for the dismissal of prosecutors during the Bush administration. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the end of the long investigation.
A federal prosecutor concludes there is no viable criminal case to be made in connection with the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys in the Bush years. Former Attorney General Michael Mukasey named a special prosecutor to look into allegations that the firings constituted obstruction of justice and that former Bush Justice Department officials made false statements in their testimony about the firings to Congress and elsewhere. But the government says there's not enough evidence to build a criminal false statements case. Attorney General Eric Holder says he's concerned about how politics infused the Justice Department during the Bush years, and he's taking steps to make sure that it never happens again. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is admitting it overreacted in the firing of a black employee with the Department of Agriculture, saying that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is reaching out personally to Shirley Sherrod on behalf of the administration. Sherrod was asked by department officials to step down Monday after conservative bloggers posted an edited video of her saying she initially did not give a white farmer as much help as she could have 24 years ago. However, Sherrod had maintained the video distorted her remarks. Speaking on CNN, she said she is ready to move on.
I accept the apologies. You know, I'm bigger than some of them. I can move beyond this.
After a call from the White House last night, it was agreed upon the firing should be reviewed. The FBI has arrested a Fairfax, Virginia man and charged him with providing material support to a terrorist group. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the young man intended to join a Somali militia linked to Al-Qaeda.
Zachary Adam Chesser has been on the FBI's radar for some time. A 21-year-old convert to Islam, he had launched a jihadi blog from his home in Virginia last year. He had reached out to radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki for advice and allegedly got several email responses from him. Awlaki's been linked to the Fort Hood and Christmas Day bombing attacks, and he's on the CIA's capture or kill list. Chesser was arrested before boarding a flight to Uganda. He allegedly told authorities that he planned to travel on to Somalia to join a militia there called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab is an Al-Qaeda-linked group that took responsibility for suicide bombings in Uganda that killed more than 70 people during the World Cup finals. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is telling members of the Senate Banking Committee Fed policymakers believe the economy, while showing signs of recovery, still faces unusually uncertain prospects.
The unemployment rate is expected to decline to between 7 and 7.5% by the end of 2012. Most participants viewed uncertainty about the outlook for growth and unemployment as greater than normal, and the majority saw the risk to growth as weighted to the downside.
Wall Street fell 109 points today, in part on the Fed chairman's comments. You're listening to NPR. According to the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, political troubles in the country are not expected to keep U.S. troops from leaving as planned by the end of next year. General Ray Odierno says Iraqi security forces are already doing much of the work in the country, and the security has improved substantially over the past 6 months. Odierno noting that U.S. forces have not needed to conduct airstrikes during that period of time. Iraq's leading political parties have been unable to form a coalition government. The White House is celebrating the arts this week. Broadway and music education were featured Monday. Today, as NPR's Susan Stamberg reports, the focus is on design.
In a flowing fuchsia pantsuit, Michelle Obama provided White House cachet and lobster ceviche lunch to National Design Award winners, creators of designs ranging from Good Grips kitchen tools to Rodarte Fashions, architecture for the forthcoming U.S. Embassy in London, landscaping of Manhattan's High Line and Shelby Farms Park in Memphis, and the StoryCorps recording booths. A Lifetime Achievement Award went to Jane Thompson for revitalizing Boston's Faneuil Hall and Chicago's Navy Pier. Mrs. Obama saluted the designer's commitment to excellence. The awards are conferred by the Smithsonian's Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum. Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
American Airlines is apparently anticipating some uptick in travel demand and also looking to replace some of its older jets, placing an order for 35 new Boeing 737-800 models. American says it's ordered the new planes for delivery in 2011 and 2012. The airline also says it has a commitment for financing the purchase. The jets are designed to replace older MD-80 series planes. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.